What is a SLAP? Well, SLAP is an acronym for a strategic lawsuit against public participation. And what does that mean? What does that usually entail? Well, typically, this is a situation in which a party with greater resources uses those resources to silence a critic. So, for example, historically, have been cases where you have a developer who's putting together an unpopular development and files suit against a homeowners association, for example, that's nearby, to prevent them from complaining to whatever boards or commissions will review the project. So that is what is typically considered to be a SLAP case. So in other words, it's something that should not be encouraged. And if you have a law that minimizes the impact or the number of those sorts of cases, it should be a great idea. Well, in 2011, the Texas legislature passed the Texas Citizens Participation Act, which was codified in Chapter 27 of the Civil Practice and Remedies Code, modified somewhat in 2013 to address some appellate and other timing issues, and it is widely considered today to be the broadest anti-SLAP statute in the United States. It is an early dispositive motion in which you rely upon evidence, typically in affidavit form, or there is authority for being able to produce live testimony, and the pleadings themselves. Now, what we're going to talk about today is going to be, I'm going to give you some information about the history and context of this statute, and not just the rules here and how things apply, because this statute is constantly being applied in new areas, new types of cases, other causes of action. So I think it's very important when you do an analysis of one of these cases and one of these motions that you understand that context. And then we're going to talk about the nuts and bolts, how things work and what some of the terms mean, at least as they do so far. Now, who here has ever filed a motion to dismiss under Chapter 27?